All right. Couples who watch Christmas movies together apparently have happier relationships, according to experts.
Oh, my God. That's not true.
Yes. According to University of Rochester and University of California,
they checked 174 couples, told them to watch Christmas movies together, while the other group didn't. 3 years later, they checked back on them. A couple that watched Christmas movies were still thriving, while the other ones kind of broke up.
Dude, we get into a big, not a big fight, but every year it's like, because I'm an ass. So I sit there with her, and she has, you know, she watches the Hallmark movies. I mean, every one of them, sometimes twice. So I'll sit on the couch.
Harry Connick Jr. rescues the reindeer from the sleigh or something.
It's not even that good. It's always somebody comes from the big every plot is exactly the same. Somebody comes from the big city, and then they, you know, they fall in love, but she has to go back, or he has to go back as they're lawyers, or they work in an ad agency in the big city, but they fall in love with the country life, and he can't go with her because he can't deal with it. You know, and then I'm making fun of the movie the whole way through, and at the end of the movie, she just wants to punch me. You know what I'm saying?
Tis the season to watch Rick Stacy's stupid Hallmark Channel. Tonight, it's a country Christmas. That actress from the Big Bang Theory stars as a country girl who falls in love with a rich city slicker, played by that guy who used to be on one of the CSIs, with a happy ending when the two finally kiss in an open field next to a pine tree while snow flurries fall.
Exactly.
Then tomorrow, it's a city Christmas, the same movie only flipped. This time, a busy female lawyer falls in love with a country boy selling Christmas trees, with a final scene where they kiss each other next to a pine tree with snow flurries, but this time it's in the park, with special guest appearance by Valerie Bertinelli. Then the day after, it's Christmas in the country. This time we start on the kissing in the field with the pine tree and the snow flurries, and then learn about the plot with a series of flashbacks. Does it star Kirk Cameron? Probably. And the day after, it's Christmas in the city. Either James Vanderbeek or Joey Fatone falls in love with either Danica McKellar or Jennifer Love Hewitt, and they kiss while snow flurries fall. But this time it's on an ice rink. But for some reason, there's still a pine tree. Then 5 days later, we play all of these movies all over again, but at different times. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll say, "Hey, is that Ed Asner? I thought he was dead." Then in a continuous loop between December 26th and January 31st, we present A Country New Year's in the City with John Schneider and that actress who used to be on the Overstock.com commercials. And it's all on where else?
Yeah.
Rick Stacy's stupid Hallmark Channel, where Gooey meets a pine tree with snow flurries somewhere in the country part of the city.
Ugh.